Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A peace accord between the DRC and the M23 rebel group last month gives hope after more than a decade of conflict. Then, On Eagle's Wing celebrates God's work among Native young people this summer. We'll unpack the story for you in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, where, on July 19th, the DRC and the Rwanda-backed M23 rebel group signed a peace accord. What's more, they committed to adopt a final peace deal by August 18. At least six truces in their conflict have failed since 2021. Yet David Durance, president of Teach Beyond, heard this from one of their local school leaders.
The result of what we saw there has spurred on a hope that they have not felt for a decade. He said, somehow this does feel different and there's hope in our community.
The peace accord helped Teach Beyond end the October to July school year strong, despite disruptions earlier in the year. In January, M23's successful offensive in the eastern DRC sparked protests in the capital, Kinshasa.
There was unrest enough that families just felt like it was unwise to bring their kids to school. So we see in almost anywhere where there's unrest, kids are often the first that suffer because of this. And we've certainly seen that last year.
Find your place in the story through prayer.
So we're just really praying that by God's grace and mercy, this would stick and that we would have a lasting peace.
Elsewhere, rescue efforts in northern Pakistan have been called off for 11 people who were swept away by flash floods last month. Officials now presume them dead. The victims were among 18 missing after floodwaters overran roads in mid-July. FMI's Nehemiah shares a sobering update from local partners.
More than 300 people have died due to severe monsoon flooding with thousands displaced, and streets have turned into rivers. Homes have collapsed and families are struggling to find food, shelter, and safety.
Nehemiah says a number of factors like urbanization, poor drainage, and unregulated construction make parts of Pakistan especially prone to flooding. Add in heavier than usual rainfall, and it's a recipe for disaster.
When there's no water, there are restaurants open in the rivers. And when flash flood happens, people just swept away with the water.
FMI works with local church planters and pastors who are caring for flood survivors. Ask God to give these believers strength, wisdom, and protection as they meet needs in Jesus' name.
Pray for the families who have lost loved ones, that they would experience God's comfort, peace, and healing in the midst of grief. Pray for emergency food, clean water, shelter, medical aid to reach those in desperate need.
And hope is reaching Native communities. Every summer, On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, holds Summer of Hope outreaches. Doug Hutchcraft tells us.
There have been six this summer. Like the other communities we visited, this is a community screaming for hope.
Wearing green shirts that say,
we have this hope as an anchor for the soul.
A powerful moment came from a new believer, Carrie.
She immediately, when she's done praying, goes and runs to her group of friends a few yards away, saying, you need this too. Come with me. You need this too. You need this Jesus.
Like the biblical story of the Samaritan woman at the well, Carrie became a rescuer within moments of giving her life to Jesus. The ministry goes by invitation, meeting with communities to ensure effective follow-up and discipleship. Their work with First Nation believers continues year-round.
Just amazing things that God is doing. He is such an amazing God. These things don't happen without the power of the Holy Spirit filling the lives, the hearts of these young heroes on this On Eagle's Wings team.
The team is faithfully following the Great Commission, but they need your prayer and support. You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.